702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazena.
Let's catch up now with the world of viral content and Kabazela. Kabazela, let's talk to you about the world of viral content. Let's start with New Zealand politician cycling to hospital.
Yeah, good morning to you, Bele. So, you know, I've always wondered about these birth stories and, you know, when you decide that it's time to go to the hospital and you see in the movies, it's always dramatic. The water breaks and then it's a, you know, a rush to the hospital, or, you know, beforehand there'll be rehearsals and an overnight packed bag for the lady, et cetera, et cetera. But I think most of the time it's always planned and you're on your way for your surgery, because a lot of people have the C-section. But in New Zealand, there's a member of parliament. Her name is Julianne Genta, who's 41 years old. And it was early hours of the morning on Sunday. And, the little bundle of joy wanted to come. So she started feeling the contractions starting, and, you know, she made her way to the hospital. But she didn't just get in the car, or her husband put her in the car and they drove to the hospital. She got on her bicycle and she cycled to the hospital, which was 10 minutes away from her home. And she posted the story, about the cycle ride and how easy it was, and then got to the hospital and moments later gave birth to a little baby. And yeah, I mean, people are speaking about this story, with regards to cycling to the hospital to give birth, which is a bit bizarre. But hey, I mean, it is New Zealand. Maybe we can ask the story this morning, Bongles, about the journey to hospital when you're about to give birth. Has there been any drama or any issues? Giving birth in the car perhaps could be a bit of a stretch. But hey, you never know who's listening. So let's hear those stories this morning.
Dramatic birth stories. All right. 011-883-0702. One of my nieces, a cousin of mine, was on her way to give birth, and they rushed her off to the hospital. And my niece must have been about 5 years old at the time. And when said cousin, was on the way to hospital, she effectively gave birth in the vehicle, traumatized the poor child. Dramatic as we've got in our family, but I'd love to hear your stories. And then tell me about a TikTok video with what to do with cleaning hairbrushes.
Yeah, this one has got people thinking, okay, well, maybe I should give it a clean as well. So, you know, if you ever use something on a daily basis and you continue to use it without fail or even giving it a second thought, it's probably a hairbrush. But have you ever thought about washing the hairbrush? And I thought to myself, geez, you know, I've got a hairbrush here that I've probably had for a good, you know, at least 5-6 years that I use every morning and night. So this woman had taken her hairbrushes and she decided to give them a bit of a clean. And she posted this video on TikTok. And filled the basin full of water, puts the brushes in, puts some shampoo in there just to let it soak. And she comes back about an hour later and the water is filthy, absolutely grimy, dirty water from these hairbrushes, which is, you know, obviously over the years picked up the oils in the hair and all kinds of sort of stuff that we won't go into. But yeah, it's given people a bit of a wake-up call to say, geez, you know, these everyday things that we use, we don't ever clean. Another thing could be your belt buckle. They say that's one of the most filthiest, dirtiest things that you use.
Really?
On a daily basis, yeah, because I mean, you know, think about it, you know, Bongles, I don't want to go into too much detail, but you go to the gents or whatever, you take it off, put it back on, and then you wash your hands.
I am in the room. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who washes the belt buckle?
No, you don't.
Who washes the belt buckle? Yeah. Maybe that's a question to put out there as well. What do you use every day that you have not thought about washing, and when you did, you realized how regularly you should, right? Could it be a belt buckle? We've also had the conversation about car keys, your house keys, the rooms, particularly at a hotel. I don't think you want me to spell that too boldly, Kabazela. We'll take your thoughts on that, 011-883-0702. We want your dramatic birth stories. And is there an item you use every day and you've realized you better clean it?